This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
If you love you some infotainment, dive in to the Hot Stove League. That's the old-timey name for the rumor mill that follows every baseball season as teams acquire players for the next year, such as World Series hero Nate Eovaldi of the Boston Red Sox, who's been linked for the past month to the Brewers, Braves, Angels, White Sox, Blue Jays, Padres, Phillies, Giants, and Astros.
It's been a little over 5 weeks since we last saw the Astros play, but Houston is keeping their name in the headlines. The latest offseason news is their interest in acquiring free agent pitcher Nathan Eovaldi.
The problem is the fuel of the Hot Stove League is just scuttlebutt. Much of what passes for reporting is just repeating the tantalizing guesses of other outlets. It generates clicks, but insight? Not much of that.
And this just in, Kenny Rosenthal tweeting off free agent right-hander pitcher Nathan Eovaldi in agreement with the Red Sox pending physical.
The Red Sox. Oops. But of course, this is just sports. It's trivial. It's not as though the press would resort to third-hand speculation in matters of consequence, like, say, the fate of the President of the United States.
You know, whenever there's a ramping up of information, because we hardly get any information from this investigation, we start to wonder, okay, does that mean that they're wrapping things up? Yahoo News was reporting that, you know, perhaps they're tying up loose ends. Yeah. Any speculation here at all?
Welcome to the Hot Stove League Special Counsel Edition, where the vacuum of facts is filled with endless exercises in supposing.
It looks like Mueller is beginning to wrap things up.
The smart money is betting on soon.
Former FBI Director James Comey predicted that the Mueller investigation was in its fourth quarter. We're now seeing signs that might be the case.
Until Tuesday, the press focused on a sentencing memo from Michael Flynn, which we were told might be a play to preempt any quashing of Mueller's official report by acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker.
Flynn's sentencing memo, I think, will give us a lot of information about what he was doing working with the Russians. I don't know what that information will be, but I think we'll get a lot from that.
Nope.
Last night we expected a bombshell. Instead, we got a big teasing document with a lot of redacted material that tells us this guy's a canary.
And so attention immediately turned to Friday's filing in Paul Manafort's case.
It is expected that that would be a great chance for the special counsel to reveal more details about exactly what it was that Paul Manafort lied about. And that may give us some clues about where else the special counsel investigation is headed.
Look, something is going to happen with the Mueller investigation. Some guesswork will always end up seeming prescient, just as some outlets predicted Nate Eovaldi would stay in Boston. But journalism is supposed to be a brokerage of fact, not a game of chance.
So late Friday, we learned something, as we do. Mueller's latest filing says that Manafort lied multiple times, multiple ways. But the substance was, shall we say, heavily redacted. And Michael Cohen's probably going to the big house. If we'd only waited just a little, we wouldn't have to guess. This is On the Media.